Welcome back, everybody. Welcome back to the Cowboy Up Podcast, the true Cowboy Up experience with your host, with the most, me, Mac Mills. Sorry, I haven't posted a podcast in a while. I've been trying to actually work on them, but I have ADHD, like I did say before. So it does get a little difficult for me to just sit still and actually do a podcast. But we are back in my recording studio, aka my room. And, I'm answering all of y'all's guys, bull crap. Can't be cussing on this show that much because it is a family friendly show. And if I do actually start cussing, then I'm gonna have to put in my podcast settings that I do cuss, and it's just gonna be a bunch of BS. And I don't even know, to be honest with you. If you haven't already, make sure to go follow the Flying In Farms Instagram. That is my actually farm I've been working on. And we actually do sell merch. We sell hats. Yeah, that's all we got right now is the hats. Drew, if you're actually listening to this, then I gave him a hat. It was a white and gold. I didn't really like how it turned out that much. He said he did. I don't really know if he still likes it as much as he used to. But it's his for the count. I have a blue and white one, flat bill, trucker hat. If I was doing a live stream, I'd be showing you all this stuff right now, but I'm not. So, you know, I'm a dummy. So, today is actually going to be hopefully the last day we're going to be making a podcast just on Spotify. My goal is to actually get the first YouTube podcast up by this weekend. We're actually going to be having a real live special guest with us this weekend. We're going to be having Sam Canty. So everybody, y'all get ready for Sam Canty. And then I do want to have Drew Wadsworth on the show later, but that's going to come in later time, you know, when we're all ready and we're all prepared for this, because having Drew Wadsworth on the show is a big deal. All right. So today's a Thursday. This podcast is actually going to be called Thinking Thursday. I know it's pretty dumb, but I've been thinking a lot, and I don't really think that much because I'm a dummy, I'm a cowboy dummy, and I kind of just do. I do without thinking, and most of the time that can bite me in the ass. Sometimes it doesn't. It honestly just really depends. But I've been thinking a lot, and what I've been thinking is really how to grow the show. And I've seen a bunch of people, they start podcasts off, and they always start them off on Spotify, and then they grow them to, like, Twitch and YouTube, and they have, like, YouTube Lives and stuff. And that's what I really want to do, but I don't really know how to work all this electronic stuff, and I don't have, like, a electronic guy. I don't have somebody doing everything for me. So it's pretty much me, and I'm pretty, nobody take offense to this, but I'm electronically retarded. So it's very hard for me sometimes to work. Shoot, it took me damn three hours to hook up this little sound card to my freaking laptop. So, you know, like I said, I'm not that, electronically motivated. Don't get me wrong. I love doing it, and I think it's pretty cool. I just love how things work. But I'm not very good with them at all. I am sorry about my mic quality. It could be better, but I'm cheap, and I actually want to see if this podcast is going to actually grow, if it's going to take off, or if it's not. But back to Thinking Thursday. I've been thinking a lot, and I've been thinking about how to grow the show. So if anybody out there wants to become a member, it's $1.99. You Venmo me, and I'm going to send you a free hat. I'm probably going to send you a free shirt. I don't know. You spend more money, honestly, on water, drinking water every single fucking day. So become a member. I might actually make it $3. I don't know. Them hats are actually, I'll be losing money at that point. But because I don't have any hats made, I'm going to have to make them. And hats are not cheap. So become a member. It's pretty cheap to become a member. Don't be a slapdick. I don't even know. Just don't be retarded, I guess. That's what I'm trying to say. And just become a member. So Friday, which is tomorrow, I'm going to hopefully be having a live podcast. Now, the thing that I've been trying to understand and how to do is there's this thing called OBS Studio or OBS. And it's made for live streaming, like live streaming stuff. It's made for that. And I did a YouTube live the other day for like 20 seconds to see how it worked. And we actually got 3 people hop in. So I have no idea how that even happened. But I'm trying to make it where it looks cool. It doesn't just look retarded. It doesn't look just look dumb. I can't really say retarded, because my fans aren't really going to like that. At the same time, I really don't care what my fans think. I'm independent. I can do whatever the frick I want to do. Johnson is in the chat. He just said OBS costs money. Well, we're actually about to look if OBS costs money. OBS Studio. Open broadcast software. OBS. It looks free. How the hell do I download it? Download OBS Open Broadcast or software. I guess download the installer. OBS installer. Actually, it is free, I think. Shoot. I'm gonna have to figure out how to use OBS. How to make my podcast look real, because I don't want to just be sitting here looking like a dummy, which I am. Well, I'm downloading the OBS. I'm downloading the OBS installer. So I don't really know how this is gonna work out. Did we get something that downloaded? Open file OBS. All right, well, it won't let me open the file. Sure. God dang. Yes. Yes. God dang, dude. Sorry. My computer is pretty much just lagged out. I probably just screwed my computer up somewhere, but I don't really care. You know, I'm trying at this electronic shit. I'm not very good at it, so... not very good at it, so I'm trying. But... No, Johnson. Johnson, get the frick out of my stream, son, please. Like, you're starting to get annoying. Like, like, this is getting on my nerves. That gum. No, that is not what I'm looking for at all. Well, we're back on Thinking Thursday. I know that's kind of a cringy name, but I don't really care because I didn't ask. Next time I care, I will ask, and I will let y'all know how I do and all that bull crap. What in the world? All right, so how to become a member. Just comment on this or DM me at Flying In Farms. I don't have an Instagram for this yet because I'm lazy and I don't really feel like doing it. So if you want to become a member, DM me. It's going to actually be $3 because those hats are more expensive than I thought. sorry about coughing, y'all. damn. So it'll be $3. Cash at me $3. Once you DM me, we'll get all that set up. But if you do want to become a member, just DM me on the Flying M Farms Instagram. If it's not the Flying M Farms Instagram, I'll never get it. I don't have an Instagram for this. So, yeah. If y'all want to become members, I'm telling y'all, becoming a member is gonna be worth it, because eventually when we get this live streaming crap set up, we are going to be taking callers in and all that stuff. So, I feel like it'll be worth your time. And we're actually gonna be having separate podcasts that talk about horses and trucks and trailers. We're gonna call that the Cowboy Up. We're going to call that the Cowboy Level Up, Cowboy Up Part 2. And that'll be on a different thing that you actually have to pay for. It'll be on a private YouTube channel that you actually have to pay for. If you're a member, you'll get to see it. If you're not, you're not going to get to see it. You know, I'm just working on little things like that to get people motivated. Shit, I just dropped my phone for like the fifth time today. But yeah, becoming a member is not easy. It's not hard. It's very easy. So don't be a slapdick. Just go ahead and do that. We're actually supposed to take a caller in today, but they didn't want to call in because he's at school. Because, like I said, he is a slapdick. I was actually tomorrow, our stream, if we do a stream, hopefully I am. But if we do, it's going to be later because I have a funeral to go to. One of my good buds, I talked about him in the previous show. He's the one that spent all that money on the cowboy hat. His grandmother died, so condolences. My condolences, you know. You hate to see a bud lose a friend, you know. And I'm not trying to get dark in today's episode. But I am just saying, you know, don't take things for granted and be thankful for what you got. Because one day they could all disappear, you know what I mean? So, all that. No, I'm not creating a Twitter. Sorry, Johnson. All right, get out of my chat, Johnson. I'm not talking to you anymore. Why do you want me to have a Twitter? That's kind of gay. Sorry, I had to pick my phone up because, you know, I'm a little dummy, so I had to drop it. I mean, shoot. Y'all want to see my podcast studio? Well, I will make a video about that probably later. I will make a video about that later. Probably my live stream, I might flip my little camera around and y'all can see my setup. It's actually in my room, so it's not what people are thinking, but I do have a little podcast setup and I like it a lot, so. I didn't know you can. Oh, no, I was seeing something. I was like, what in the world? Actually, you can message me on this podcast. So if you do want to become a member, I think you can message me on here. Not 100% sure. I just looked on it. Sorry, I accidentally stopped my recording. Kind of pissed off about that. Y'all might even be able to tell. If you can, just roll along with it. Sorry, my podcasts aren't always the bestly made. But Yeah. I am telling y'all, becoming a member would mean a lot to me, and y'all are going to get some cool perks. And I'm going to create a Cowboy Up Part 2 where we're just going to talk really whatever y'all want to talk. And that show is probably going to be mainly for callers. So if you're a membership, you'll be able to call in and you can talk shit. You can really do whatever you want to do. I'm not afraid to drop my nuts and guts and have haters on my show, which I probably am going to have a lot of haters on my show, but I don't really care. If you get to the point where you're just getting annoying and being obnoxious, I'm just going to block you. That's as simple as that. Because, you know, I don't really have the time to deal with that, to be honest with you. I don't have the time or the patience to deal with somebody who's hiding behind a camera. Now, if you actually get on the Zoom call and you'll get on the calls and stuff and you still want to talk shit with your face out, you know, I congratulate you because you dropped your nuts and guts. And, you know, you actually did it instead of being a little baby and hiding behind a camera, which nobody can ever see you. So, And you can ask some of my closest friends. I don't do all that trash talking. So if you got some trash talking to do, say it to my face. And I know that sounds pretty gay. Say it to my face. Like, it sounds like we're in kindergarten again, but it's not. I'm just telling you as a man, if you got some trash to talk about me, which a lot of people do, because I guess I'm famous now. I don't even know. But say it to my face and it'll be a slap dick. Tomorrow, yes, Johnson, oh my God, tomorrow's live stream is actually going to hopefully to be around 5-6 o'clock. So if you can tune in, it'll be fun. It'll be worth your time. We'll be answering the chat, and we should have a special guest on the show tomorrow. But we will be answering the chat. We'll be answering everybody. So that'll be pretty fun. What in the world is beating on that? Oh, that was my foot on the table. Sorry. I have headphones and I'm listening. I'm listening to what I'm saying. And I just heard some headphones. I was like, I mean, kicking. I was kind of confused. But yeah, hopefully if I can't get OBS studio and whatever, we will still be live streaming tomorrow. We'll have the good mic quality. It's not going to be a little cheap laptop quality. We're going to have the microphones. We're going to have the special guests on the show. So it'll be pretty fun. He's probably not going to say anything, because I don't actually have a mic that can plug into my sound card right now. It's only a one mic sound card, so he's probably not going to be able to get a talk a lot, but he'll be sitting there. He's probably going to be my sound and electronic guy, to be honest with you. But yeah, it's Sam. It's the one. Yeah. Why are y'all so dumb? I swear y'all are dumb. Yeah, it was Sam, the one that called in from the show the other day, Super Bowl, or the day before the Super Bowl, or whenever he called in. I forgot when he called in. Oh, actually, no, I did not. All right, so here's what I was going to do. My plan was to create a podcast during the Super Bowl and make it a live one, and it was supposed to be a live podcast. And we're going to talk about the Super Bowl and watch it and just have a good old grand time. But then our power went out and all that crap. And I couldn't do it because I couldn't get my Wi-Fi network hooked back up. And it was pissing me off. So I pretty much just gave up on that idea. And I didn't know really how to live stream because, you know, I was being dumb. I wasn't being very smart. I didn't know how to live stream. I'm being serious. I did not know how to live stream until really this morning. And then I tried it out and I was like, hey, this will be pretty fun. So. Oh my gosh. No. No, bruh. My TV just came off its mount. Oh my God. It's like literally hanging. I'm going to go take care of that. Yeah. All right, we're back. Sorry, I was just watching my TV on the mount, and I don't even know what I just like threw a little ball at it, and it just almost fell. And if it had fallen, I wouldn't have been able to do my live stream tomorrow because we're going to be using my TV to have the name behind us, Cowboy Up Podcast with the real Mac Mills. Yes, I've already answered this. I am from Alabama. This podcast. Yes, I'm in Alabama. I do actually want to become a member of the Alabama Cattlemen's Association, Junior Cattlemen's Association, because I can't be in like the real association right now. I'm not old enough. So, you know, I've been working on small things like that. So I would love to give a shout out. Most of y'all probably don't even know where Union Springs is, but if you do know where Union Springs is, shout out to Conecuh Springs. They are actually located in Union Springs. It's a private school. Got a couple of friends that play for there. You know, Evan, AJ Taylor, Evan Taylor, Drew Wadsworth. Shout out Drew Wadsworth, big boy. Anthony Rowe. You know, all the good kids. Lot Putnam. They first round of the playoffs last night. Their basketball. They beat Adullam House. 69-66. Shout out to them. Hopefully this year they win the state in basketball varsity. I think JV won state last year. I'm not sure. But shout out to them. Hope y'all make it. Because that'd be pretty cool. A little small town team winning big. You know, that'd be like something, I don't know, you put on like WSFA. I don't even know. I know they're varsity men's six-man football. They won state for football this year. So shout out to them. You know, Drew Wadsworth got himself a little ring. So, you know, shout out to him. Dude, I really need to get him on the show again. I need to have him call in again. Because that was fun. Yeah, but, you know, shout out to them, and congratulations to them. Hopefully they win state. They win state. You know, that'll be fun. I swear Johnson is retarded. He's in the chat talking about some Where's Union Springs. Get out of the chat. Just leave. It's literally probably nothing. It's literally a nothing city. They really have nothing to do there. I asked Drew Wadsworth because, you know, he lives there. I've been looking at new trucks, and because I drive a 2004 Toyota Tundra. I drive a 2004 Toyota Tundra. You know, it's got a little light bar on it. You know, I'm working on putting a lift kit on it and all that. It's got some cool, the interior is pretty clean. But I'm looking to buy me a good old stick shift dually. Because for some reason, I'm obsessed with them old stick shifts. And I really want one. But from what I've been looking at, they're pretty cheap. But the only problem is they are really cheap, which kind of raises my concern a little bit. Because they are so cheap that I don't know if... I guess what I'm trying to say is I don't know if they'd be worth my money. My dad and my granddad, they both like to work on vehicles. They're not mechanics. That's just what they do in their free time. And, you know, my dad works on a lot of equipment around the house and stuff. So he was telling me that if I bought a truck for $1,500, like half of them are selling for, get ready because I'm probably going to have to work on them a lot. And, you know, I'm ready for that. Not really. I don't really want to work on them all the time, but I guess I would have to, which, you know, I kind of want to just get a vehicle that I can drive around. I don't have to worry about fixing it 24/7, but probably not going to find one of them for, cheap. Normally a vehicle that's going to run is going to cost you about 10 grand, and I don't have 10 grand to spend. So, I'm really not, I don't know. Yes, Johnson, I watched the Super Bowl. Not really. I just saw the Super Bowl score. I can't even really remember it. The Rams won. Woohoo, whoop-dee-doo. You know, honestly, this year I was not even looking forward to the Super Bowl. So, everybody trash-talking me because I don't watch the Super Bowl. I don't really care. There's a reason I didn't watch it is because the NFL is retarded. I hate everything the NFL stands for. So, frick them. I don't watch it. I don't waste my time with the NFL talking about some in racism. Yet, they're racist to their own players. And I'm not that type of kid that says, you know, that's, you know, I support Trump. You don't like it, don't listen to my podcast. Pretty freaking simple. You don't like Trump. You don't like what I stand for. Don't listen to my podcast. But anyways, I don't have time for the. I don't have time for the NFL. They're just dumb. That's all there it is. They're just retarded. What time is it right now? It's 11:41. I've actually been podcasting for 20 minutes, I think. 30 minutes. I started at 11:19. But yeah, hopefully everybody, my podcast will be up tonight on Spotify. I gotta edit it. So that'll be pretty cool. And then tomorrow I do want to have a live podcast. And if I don't have a guest on the show, I'm gonna have Sam Canty, you know, running like all my he's gonna be running all my electronical stuff, you know, because it's gonna be a live podcast. So we're gonna need to have some help around the thing. Oh man. Sorry, somebody came and tried to say something to me. Joe Johnson, become a member. I'm actually probably going to cut the stream off in the comment section to where you have to be a member to say something. I know that's a dick move. I know it is. But I need people to be members. You know what I mean? I need you to become a member. So if you're not a member, I'm going to make it to where you have to become a member to say something. Because I'm trying to out here get some money, you know what I mean? And I can't be doing this crap for free. As much as everybody would love for me to do it for free, I you know, I just can't sit here and podcast and, you know, waste hour, 30 minutes or 30 minutes to an hour on making a podcast when people aren't even going to try to help me out. So, you know what I mean? Hopefully I'll understand. If you don't, then get off my podcast. I don't really care. Sam is actually texting me right now. He wants me to do a live podcast tomorrow if he gets to come over, which I'm down, but I just got to make sure everything is running smoothly. And sorry, I got to respond to his email. There we go. Yeah, it's like the third person who's told me to do a live podcast. Which, like I say, I'm down to do a live podcast. I just got to make sure everything is going to work because I'm not going to get up there and look like an idiot because that's not what I do. I don't look like an idiot. Drew, if you're actually listening right now, you can say I'm an idiot. Most of y'all would say I'm an idiot, but I don't really care of your opinions, to be honest with you. So, today we got the quote of the day. Normally I do that, put that at the end. I don't even know what I'm doing. Okay. There is no better place to heal a broken heart than on the back of a horse. Missy Lyons from Cowboys Don't Sing. Here's another quote. Listen, Bob, a gun is just a tool, no better and no worse than any other tool. A shovel or an axe or a saddle or a stove or anything. Think of it always that way. A gun is a good and as bad as the man who carries it. Remember that. Jack Schaefer, however the crap you say his name. Sorry, I really can't cuss on this because it's a family-friendly podcast, and I don't want to get canceled, because if I get canceled, I don't honestly know what I'm going to do. I guess I'll go back to being dumb. I was actually supposed to work this weekend, but I'm still kind of grounded, so I can't. Johnson, I really do hope to be getting this podcast up, live streaming it tomorrow, and all that crap. And then next weekend, I think I'm going to be going to a rodeo in Clanton, Alabama, Alabama Cattlemen's Association rodeo. They're holding a little rodeo, so I'm going to be going down with some buds. So that'll be pretty fun. I'm looking forward to it. I mean, I don't really go to rodeos because I don't really have time to go to rodeos because I'm doing work or schoolwork or work or I don't even know. I'm just normally busy. So I don't ever really have the time to go to rodeos. I know them people who go to rodeos, and they go to rodeos like every single weekend, and they don't even rodeo. I'm just sitting here like, all right, if you're going to rodeo, that's one thing, because rodeoers, they're gone every single weekend. But if you're going to go every weekend just to go watch them, you might as well try to learn how to rodeo, because you're spending the same amount of time and the same amount of money going and just watching them. Then if you're actually in them, you might could be gaining a little bit of money. But, you know, that's y'all. I can't really tell y'all how to rodeo because I'm not no rodeo star. So, you know, I can't tell y'all how to rodeo. But what I can tell y'all is if you're going to go to a rodeo just to watch it, participate. Because most of the time, the people that are watching it are actually pretty darn good at rodeo. From what I've seen, they can, you know, they can throw a loop. They can ride a horse. Some of the times, they can buck a bull. Not really. Bucking a bull is way harder than it looks. Trust me. Well, I really can't say trust me because I've never done it before. Well, actually, that's a lie. We had a little bucking barrel at the back of our barn a couple of years ago. Because of people, I don't even know why it was there, but I got on it a couple of times, and I didn't really like it. No, it really wasn't for me, honestly. Well, it had two ropes on it. It had a post in front of it and a post in the back of it. It had a rope on the front, rope on the back, and it just held it. And then when you want to get on, you would tie yourself on, and people would start moving the barrel and the ropes, and it got pretty wild. In fact, I fell off and got hit in the head with the barrel. And I was like, you know what? Maybe this isn't for me. But, you know, so. Yeah. Well, I don't really count myself as a rodeo star either. So it's not really that big of a deal if I don't really know how to ride a bull. I know how to ride a horse. And I know how to rope. But I don't know how to ride no bull. Dude, if you put me on a bull, I would get hurt. Sorry, I just got an email from ESPN. I'm about to block them. I'm tired of seeing all this scandals and all this BS. So they're going to get blocked. I'm going to delete all these apps and everything like that. I'm surprised I've been sitting here podcasting as long as I have without getting a break, because normally I can't just sit here forever. It's daggum, I've been podcasting for 30-something minutes. I kind of want to make today an hour-long podcast. That's going to be a little difficult for me, if not an hour, 45, 50 minutes, so y'all can listen to this and do something else, because when I listen to podcasts, I normally am working on fence, working on something. And that's why I like to listen to them, because it really gets my brain off what exactly I'm doing, so I can kind of have more fun at that. It was supposed to storm today. Rain was supposed to hit us pretty hard in the face, but I don't see no rain. I'm looking out my window right now. I hate it when the weathermen lie. I honestly think the weathermen should be monkeys, and the monkeys throw darts at a dartboard, and whatever the monkey hits with the dartboard, today the chimp says it'll be 90 degrees, and you go outside and it's snowing. What are you gonna do? It's a freaking chimp. I think the Weather Channel is the most watched channel out there, and I think it's pointless, honestly. If you want to know the weather, go outside. Nobody cares how honestly really cold it is, unless you're a farmer. If you're a farmer, I understand. But for a normal citizen, you don't need to know the exact temperature. Like right now, I'm staring at my computer. It's 72 degrees Fahrenheit. It's actually pretty warm outside. And tomorrow it's actually supposed to be freezing again. So I can't take this Alabama weather anymore. I really can't. I'm going to go insane. Like, honestly, this Alabama weather is going to push me to the... It's going to push me to the end. It's going to push me to the end of my wits, and I just can't do it anymore. It's just, honestly, it's going to push me to the end. We're actually going to take our first break, and we will be back on the podcast, so make sure you do stick around for the live people in the chat. For the people listening on Spotify, iTunes, Apple Podcasts, or whatever, Google Podcasts and all the other streaming platforms this podcast is on, y'all aren't going to notice the difference. I'll be back just like that. So y'all stick around, and we'll be back in a little bit.